This is KQEN Local Talk at 4. Each weekday, News Radio 1240 KQEN brings you local information at 4 o'clock. Now, your Q, presented by Premier Insurance Group. Here is Shannon Sebastian with your Q on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Thursday, another episode of Your Q, where we celebrate, uplift, and educate about all the amazing things going on in and around Douglas County. And in studio with me again is my partner in crime, Alan Painter.
I am back, and please pardon any heavy breathing or if you can hear Shannon's heart pounding, because somebody was not just running a little late, somebody was running a lot of late.
Yeah, and the light would not turn green. So I'm not sure what my BP is, but I'm not taking it, and I'm not reporting this to my doctor.
Yeah, why is your Apple Watch over there blasting red saying, yeah, get to the hospital?
Right, EKG alert. Oh, my goodness. So usually I'm here a little early and have everything nice and arranged for everybody, but today that's not the day because it is annual election period for Medicare, which means it is my busy time. And so we were busy right up until we come out the door to come here today. So, and speaking of that, today on the show, we have the Oregon sales director for Atrio Health Plans, Paul Moretti, joining us. So, Paul, I'm not sure if you can hear me on here yet.
I can hear you. Can you hear me?
I sure can. Welcome, and thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule as
well. Absolutely.
We sure
absolutely
appreciate it.
Pleasure to be here.
Yeah. So, so as you probably heard, you could, I'm running in here. Oh, gravy.
So it's real life.
It's real life.
And shows how crazy annual enrollment period is for all of us.
It sure can be. But I always look at it as a blessing. I feel blessed to work with all my clients and always meet some new and interesting people through the process as well each year. And so I find it very rewarding. So, Paul, I know you've been with Atrio for a while, and in your current position as the sales or the Oregon sales director, but how long have you been with Atrio Health Plans?
I started with Atrio in 2014, so I've been with Atrio 8 wonderful years now.
8 years. Wow. Time flies when you're having fun.
Yeah, I must be having fun because I'm still here.
Right.
And they must still like me because I'm still here.
Well, you're a very likable guy, so I would hope they do because you're just
wonderful.
A really nice, wonderful man of integrity.
Oh, so. Stop it.
No, he is. Okay,
I'm going to tell you. I can hear him blushing
Please
over the
don't.
Radio.
I'm going to tell a tale, which is going to get me in maybe some hot water with some of my agent buddies. But at training this year, which was an excellent training, by the way, all the agents get together and we learn all the things new for the upcoming year and all the changes. And it was fun. It was a great time. And they did an excellent job. But each one of them came up and talked for a little bit and had their piece of the puzzle that they talked about. And after the meeting was all over, a few of us hung around out at the country club afterwards and had some cocktails and some refreshments. I'm not saying who. But one of the comments that was made was how nice of a man you are. And yes, and how they just said, you know, his wife must be very lucky because he just seems like a great man. So I thought that was a high compliment.
I appreciate that, and I can get a recording of this so I can play it for my wife and say, see,
yes,
I'm not so bad.
It is on a podcast right after
that's
the show
crazy.
On News Radio 1240.com.
Gosh, normally if I'm on the road and I'm having cocktails, the last thing I want is my wife to hear.
Yeah. Well, he wasn't with us. It was just some of us agents around here. But yeah, just us.
I think I remember the table that you were at.
Okay, hey now.
The animals that were there.
Oh, yeah. We're a good time.
They're wonderful.
Yeah. Yeah, you gotta have a good time with your local agents.
If you can't tell, that was very sweet of you to say.
No, you're very welcome. Well, so we're here to talk a little bit about Atrio. And so right now I did mention earlier, because of my delay getting here, that it is AEP, or the annual election period. So do you want to help me out here and explain what that is to some people that might not know?
Sure, what?
Like
the
me.
Acronym AEP. Yeah, okay, here goes. And it doesn't sound like you're ready for it, but we'll go ahead and give you an early lesson here. AEP, annual enrollment or annual election period, is a period of time right now. We're in the middle of it, October 15th through December 7th. It's kind of a crazy busy 54 days that allows Medicare beneficiaries to make changes to their plan. This is that period of time where they can go to another plan, they can shop around, and they can make multiple changes. There's not one change and then you're done. You can make a number of different changes, and you find something better, you can move to that plan. You can go back to original Medicare. And then it's basically the last plan that you've chosen prior to December 7th will be the one that becomes effective January 1 next year.
And this is an important time because it's not only when you can make a change, but it is when you should do a review. Because,
correct.
You know, there are changes made. I always tell people, if you're happy, that's great, but you still just want to review it to make sure that you're knowledgeable about additional perks, bells and whistles that may exist that haven't in the past. And that's definitely one of the things in the case of your plan, some really enhanced things this year that weren't on the plan last year.
Most definitely. Yeah, did you want to hear what those are now?
Yes.
Yes,
so
please.
I know you have some of the benefits and ancillary benefits that you've added this year that haven't been there before.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And improved. We've added some and we've improved fund. To just go high level on this, so we're not going into every one of the plans. Each one of them has a different level. We do have three plans available in Douglas County. The Freedom Plan, which is in medical only, medical coverage only without drug coverage. The Atrio Choice RX, which includes drug coverage, and then the Prime RX. The additional benefits that were added, or what are ancillary benefits that are available now, and especially this, which was added for 2023, is a routine chiropractic, acupuncture, and naturopathic services. It provides 30 combined visits for any of those services with a $20 copay on each of the plans. So this is a pretty special deal, because this is an addition to the one, you know, not the routine, but the subluxation of the spine coverage that Medicare has, which is everybody's been used to. This is routine coverage. So this is for whatever they need to go see them for, this is going to be covered. And they have 30 combined, meaning they can go to 30 acupuncture or 15 acupuncture and 15 chiropractic. They can spread it around as they see fit. So this is a nice addition to the plan. Continuing for this year, for next year, from what is this year, is the gym reimbursement, or not gym reimbursement, the gym benefit, which we have actually a flex card that's available even this year, and it includes the fitness benefit, which has an allowance preloaded on that, so they can use it at any of the gyms or YMCA or whatever gyms are available, and they use it just as they would a debit card, and it is just basically a charged MasterCard debit card. So there's anywhere from $250 to $550, depending on the plan that they choose. In addition to that, on the Flex card, dental benefits have been added to that Flex card, and there's a $1,000 allowance up to $1,750, depending on the plan that they pick. And that's for any dentist in your area and for any services that are provided through that dentist office. So this is a very nice benefit. And one thing I might add on that is that card is, since it's being basically loaded with these balances, they can be used as cash at the provider's offices. So sometimes if the dentist's office allows that for cash payment, they might offer a discount. And that's something that should be asked when the beneficiary, the patient, is at their office to see if that's available to them. That also means for the dentist, too, that they're not making claims to the insurance company. So this is just treated as a cash payment out of this card to the provider. So the dentists like this, too. There is also included in the ancillary benefits a routine vision exam at no cost for every year that's been improved. Currently, it's every 2 years, and this year, mm-hmm. I'm sorry, that's every year, but the balance, I mean, the allowance for frames, which is $150 to $200, depending on the plan, is good every year now. For next year, I'm sorry, for 2023, I'm trying to push it out too fast. So it was every 2 years, and now it's every year. It's an annual offering on that. There is an allowance of $100 for contact lenses, if that's what they choose. And the lenses are no cost. And the lenses include single vision, bifocal, progressive. I don't think any other carrier is offering progressive lenses on the benefit. So that's the addition on that, the improvement. Routine hearing exam every year. Hearing aids. The hearing aid benefit is the same that's existed this year. It is a copay of $699 to $999 per hearing aid, and that is actually a very good benefit. They offer
that's really good.
$300. It is. Considering the cost, I think we had a member or a prospect in one of our meetings, our sales meetings this week, and there was a lady in the front row shaking her head when we said they run between $699 and $999 per year. And she's shaking her head. She goes, I just spent $11,000 on my hearing aid.
Holy smokes.
So yep. And I had the same thing last week. Somebody just literally went in and had a special, you know, the place they went had a special. Yeah. And it was still $3,000 for a last year's models.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah.
But I was like,
I know, it's crazy where the costs are now. And so this is a wonderful benefit. It also offers a warranty and a trial period. They have financing available, interest only if that's necessary. And they also offer, gosh, it's hundreds of batteries, I think. They give you a wonderful
it's
supply
hundreds.
Of batteries
yes.
for it, too.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah, so it's wonderful.
So on the commercials, because we always hear about the commercials, they're talking vision, dental, hearing, and all of this stuff. So you're mentioning all of those things, plus chiro, plus acupuncture, naturopathy, all kinds of things you're mentioning here. Yeah. So we've already got to the time where it's time to take a break. That's how quick it was. But when we come back, I have some more questions for you. So
I will wait for
it. All right. We'll be back with more of your cue here on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
This is KQEN Local Talk at 4 on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
All right, welcome back. Glad you're here listening with us today, and hopefully you're going to learn something new, because I know we have a lot of commercials and all kinds of crazy stuff with Medicare these days, but I always feel like there's something that you can learn new.
Well, you know, folks, remember, this is Alan. I don't know hardly anything about this, but I tell you what, it is so enlightening to see people come in the office. And earlier, Shannon alluded to the people who are happy. People who are happy with their plan, they come in and they see what's there for the under these new plans, and to see the joy. And some of it's life-changing. So I have to kind of stand with Shannon and say, you know, if you're happy still, get out and check this out, because it is amazing that the changes it's making in people's lives.
Absolutely. And we're blessed to have Paul Moretti here from Atrio Health Plans. Paul, thank you for, again, taking time out of your day to be with us.
Absolutely. Absolutely happy to be here.
So I know there's all kinds of different plans, and people do have options as we're talking about reviewing. And so one of the questions I often get asked is, like, what's the difference between an HMO and a PPO plan? And I know Atrio is a PPO plan, but do you mind fielding that question?
Sure, no problem. So a PPO is a preferred provider organization. And basically what that means, to simply put, it allows the member of this plan to be able to go in and out of network, as opposed to an HMO plan, a health maintenance organization, which says, here's your network, you stay in the network. If you need to go to a specialist, you need permission from your primary care doc to get, you know, to get to the specialist, and it doesn't allow you to go outside of the network. So it's a controlled situation. There is a plan that we do have which is an HMO, and that's a special needs plan, but that's for full dual Medicare beneficiaries where they have both Medicare and OHP or Medicaid. But the preferred provider organization offers a lot of freedom for them. They don't need referrals to go see a specialist from their primary care. They don't need a primary care doctor to have the plan either, and you do need one for an HMO. So those are the basic differences there between the two.
And we are having a lot of snowbirds, out of Douglas County and from Oregon. And so a PPO plan is just so great to be able to have that freedom to choose if, you know, you are snowbirding for 4 months and you want to be seen for something or a follow-up. And so it's just a great opportunity to not impose anything extra on your life or your lifestyle. You can see who you want, where you want, when you want. And that's a great peace of mind. I know a lot of people really appreciate that.
Well, that would be horrible if you're in Arizona, have to fly back to Oregon during the winter to see a doctor.
It would be.
You get me off the golf course to do that.
No.
Something I'll add. Atrio has worldwide coverage for emergency and urgent care. So we don't want them shopping a network while, you know, they have a broken arm and they're running around looking for a network emergency room. They go to any emergency room, they'll be treated the same as if they were here as far as financially.
I actually have had that experience in my years, and it did work out very well. We just ask that you get it in English so we can all understand it. That's a perk. It's a requirement.
I've seen the claims coming in, one from Israel, which was really, everything was in shekels, and they had to convert. It was cute.
Wow. Okay. Well, I did request ours in English anyway, so I'm glad for that.
Well, how rest assuring is that when you're in Mexico or, you know, in your travels that you're not left to your own devices? Because it's scary enough having to go through the medical, you know, to doctors or Mexico, and then to know you have a good plan like that backing you up.
Well, and your original Medicare is meant for U.S. soil, so, I mean, the foreign travel benefit is... is a perk of just an advantage plan, you know, so
absolutely
that's why they're called advantage plans. There's advantages.
That's right.
Okay. So now also another type of plan that people sometimes ask about is the Medicare supplement plans. And I talk about these often because I do sell those as well. And there's a time when this is maybe better for somebody, and there's a time a Medicare Advantage plan is better for somebody. So do you want to talk on that a little bit, maybe?
Sure. I don't mind. So Medicare, the Medicare supplemental plan or supplement plan is just that. It is a plan that offers a supplement to original Medicare, where it will pay the cost shares that Medicare does not cover. You pay, you know, you're going to pay a premium through a private company for that plan. It is age-driven from what I see. It seems to be going up every year.
Anytime
you have the plan, it's going up every year. Mm-hmm. And they're getting, it can get to the point where it's not cost-effective for some people. Some people
Correct.
It works for, mm-hmm. but some it does not. And that's where an Advantage plan comes in. And they can look, and that's what they should always do. Now, there is a federal mandated regulation that allows the Medicare supplement user, the one that has that plan, a one-year trial period. I think they call it a trial right, which is basically a test drive to go mm-hmm. see how you like a Medicare Advantage plan. And if they decide at that point, within a year, within 12 months, if they decide they don't like the Advantage plan, they have the right to go back. They have a guaranteed right, actually, to go back to the GAP mm-hmm. plan, the Medicare supplement plan, without underwriting. So it is a nice period. It's a nice opportunity for them to compare the two plans.
I actually have a family member which will be changing to an Advantage plan for the first time this year because of the premiums going up, 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 and up. And they're premium yeah. payment right now is $4,700 for a year in premiums.
I mean, that's scary. I mean, as you older yeah. in life, we don't have as many resources, and that medical coverage is so critical,
yeah.
and that's going to be scary. The premium's going up every year.
Every year at your annual change or your
yeah.
birthday, whatever month that may be. So the increases can be small,
right.
but they can also not be small. I mean, I've seen it both ways, but it is consistent. It will go up like clockwork every year. And so, like I said, my family member is at $4,700, and they have had some high utilization, is why we've kept them put there for a while. But with Atrio's maximum out-of-pocket being $4,500, they're actually paying more if they stay there this year than they would with the worst-case scenario in network with Atrio. And they're not getting the perks, bells, and whistles. They're not getting the hearing, the vision, the dental, the transportation benefit.
The gym.
The gym. All of that.
The drug coverage.
Yeah. And so
yeah.
it's so that's like, yep, this is you have to change this year was the conversation. It's now's the time. So
sometimes a no-brainer.
Yeah. And it is. And it's kind of been a recurring conversation. But we're like, hey, you know, you have to when you're paying more in premiums than you would your worst case scenario.
Well, that's been the really fun part for me is seeing folks come in and seeing them leave and actually see Shannon working with these clients and making such a significant difference. It's life-changing for the amount of money it's saving them or potentially saving them with their medical costs, and some of them directly with premium. I mean, saving $1,000
right.
each month. It's so
Absolutely.
Neat to see that, especially with seniors. It really has been life-changing. It's really been fun to watch.
The I think that the medications for me is so crucial. I try to meet and talk with every client every year and make sure have their meds changed. We're running their medications. We're checking to see. And that is really, you know, formularies do change. What was covered last year isn't guaranteed to be covered the next year. You know, that's their time to change the carriers. And so you do need to check your formularies and you do need to see that. And also, what was true for one carrier isn't the same 1 to 2 years later. You guys have made vast improvements this year. It was already great last year and you took it up another notch. And so and including you in your prescription drug coverage, in my opinion. And so I just had a conversation today and I told the person, if you haven't shopped in the last 2 years, huge disservice to yourself. Because the
exactly.
carriers are in competition and they're just building the benefits and building the benefits, and the winner is the consumer. And so they should be shopping and seeing, because what was 2 years ago is not now. It's
yeah,
you guys
exactly.
are just building
and
it bigger and better.
That's good to hear. I hear it every day. I'm hearing it from the agent base in Oregon. It's wonderful to hear the feedback, not only from the agents, but also the members that are seeing the changes to the plan. And on the, you know, on the prescription part of our plan, the Part D part of the plan, all tiers are not the same for all carriers. So that's something people mm-hmm. need to also be shopping and making sure, because a tier one with us, in this case, you know, on our plans now, is a zero cost share. It doesn't cost anything for tier one, and other carriers are going to charge for that. So they need to shop, you know, and definitely not compare one tier with the other carrier's tier.
Absolutely. And one of the things that I found really interesting this year, Paul, is when I'm running medications for people that may have supplements, how much better the Medicare Advantage plans are plans are than the standalone yeah. drug plans. It's mm-hmm. literally sometimes thousands of dollars, and that can yeah. be life-changing for people that are just thinking, okay, well, everything's going up, and then they find out I can get this for, you know, $140 less a month or something. Those feel-good moments that Alan gets to yep. hear about, because I get always excited.
It's nice to solve those problems.
Yes, yeah. yes. Well, thank you for being on today. We surely do appreciate it. Is there anything else you'd want to leave us in closing about Atrio Health Plans?
I just want to say thank you for letting me come on. I appreciate
Absolutely.
The time. And also say that, you know, Atrio is a plan that is here to stay. I've been with it 8 years. I wouldn't be here with, you know, if I didn't feel confident in the plan. And know that it is just what people are saying. It's a peace of mind plan. They love this plan, and we love our members.
Yes. Well, thank you so much for everything you guys do. And you forgot
absolutely.
The part about where I'm your favorite, but that's yeah. okay. I'm going to let it slide
yes,
this time.
You are my favorite.
giving you a bad time.
Shannon, I apologize.
I'm giving you a bad time.
We love our agents, too. We couldn't do it without you. Absolutely yeah. not. And I do appreciate you very much.
You're a sweetheart. And
is that what I was supposed to say?
Yeah, that was good. I think you hit all the bullet
points. Nice recovery.
I'll send you the cookies later.
Okay,
thank you, Paul, so
later.
Much for being on. And
my pleasure.
We will see you hopefully soon in the future. Have a wonderful day.
Yep, I'll be up there soon.
Okay.
Yep. Thanks, Shannon. Appreciate
thank
it.
Thank you. All right. Well, we're going to be back with Umpqua Survival. The big guy Carlos is back this week.
The big dog's in the house.
Let's see what's happening out on Diamond Lake Boulevard. Back in just a moment.
This is KQEN Local Talk at 4 on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Oh, my goodness, I'm laughing.
Oh, Lord. We're in here trying to read each other's lips because we can't hear through the headphones, and lo and behold, Shannon has them turned down so low, couldn't hear nothing.
Yeah, okay, so there's a knob on this big board over here that has the stuff come through the ceiling, but we wear our headphones, but if you turn down the knob that controls the ceiling, it also controls the headphones.
Nice job, Shannon.
Okay.
And I'm deaf anyway.
I'm still a rookie, but that's all right. Okay, well, we're back with the local business buzz, which is brought to you by Umpqua Survival. And we have Carlos in the house.
Yo.
The man, the big man from Umpqua Survival. So, welcome, Carlos.
Thanks for having me.
What is new and happening out there?
Well, you know, it's another month, so we've got a new raffle.
I saw that.
Share with me, Carlos.
It's a lot.
It's just a real simple AR rifle with an optic on it. But the fun part is, this is one of my favorite raffles, is all the profit we use to buy toys that go into our big barrel for Rudolph Run.
There you go, people.
It has a lot of swag with it, Carlos. I saw the picture. This one's got quite a bit of swag this month.
I said, Carlos doesn't do simple. You know.
Or basic, yeah.
Yeah, Tom Mellon from, I can't remember, True Blood Real Estate. He wanted to help out a little, and so he asked if he could contribute some swag to this month's raffle also. And so he's got some stuff in there, and then we've got some stuff in there. So, yeah, you get quite a bit of swag.
So you're getting guns and goodies.
Well, especially, hey, if it's toys for kids, I'm coming down to buy me a stack.
Yeah, we need. I want in on that. Plus, you need to get your ARs now.
Yep.
Just saying.
No, don't start me on that yet, Shannon.
I'm not.
Don't get me up
anything.
On my pedestal yet. We're going to put that off till kind of the end of the show. Then I'm going to go on a tirade.
I'm not. But I'm just saying, get them now. Visit your local gun dealer.
Yeah, for sure.
So I know there's some new voices that answer the phone when I call out there. So that's exciting. Always fun. I like to meet new people. They have the regulars.
Yep.
They got your favorites. You're good.
Yep. Well, I tell you what, if there was a better place to work, I don't know it. Well, maybe my office, but I don't have near the toys that they do. It's like, what a great environment to work and learn and support each other.
Yeah, well, we try.
Carl's done a pretty good job. He has a pretty good crew out there. So if you haven't been in there, stop in. Get some raffle tickets, support the kids, and meet the crew out there.
Yeah. Well, I know, Carlos, you are also helping out on a project coming up or an event coming up. So do you want to share a little bit about your FFA event?
Yeah. So I'm also part of the FFA, the Douglas FFA Alumni and Supporters Committee, and we're doing our annual auction and benefit at Backside Brewery on the 12th at 5 p.m. It should be a fun time. We got a lot of really cool prizes that we're going to be giving away and some auction items that are pretty nice.
Uh-oh.
You said the key word.
Auction. Uh-oh.
Auction action.
It'll be a good time. It's the first time we've had an in-person event in the last couple of years like everyone else. So we're really looking forward to it.
Oh, I have Lord. Never been to the Douglas one, so I'm excited. I'm looking forward to it.
I've been to the Sutherland in Oakland, and
yeah?
I look forward to the Douglas auction.
Yeah, I haven't attended that before, so we're excited.
Yeah, I know what my wife said. Angie's
and
out
good
there
food.
Saying, oh, no, not another auction.
I know. She's like, before you started the radio show and hung out with Shannon, we didn't go to as many of these.
Yeah, now we go to Auctions Anonymous and try to.
I know. It seems like they're nonstop all the time.
Yeah.
It's a great way to raise awareness and money for a charitable organization. So I like going to them.
Yeah, I end up every year with a big stack of certificates I don't ever use just because I can't let somebody get that cheap. That's worth more than that, and I never even use it because you got to support the organizations, right?
Yes. Yeah.
Well, I know we talked about it before, and I think FFA is just one of the best organizations out there for kids. So.
Oh, absolutely. It was definitely FFA and 4-H combination changed my life
mm-hmm.
and actually put me in the business I am today. So, I mean, It's where I met my wife. My brother met his wife. I mean, it's and to be around other people with, you know, good moral character and kind of a good American upbringing. You know?
Yeah, hardworking kids that are mm-hmm. learning life skills.
And you learn the, you know, the meaning of a dollar, too, and working it and raising animals and the effort puts in. And nope. So for the money that's raised from the event, Carlos, I mean, what will the FFA, where does that money go? Like, what do they use that for?
So the alumni supports all the events that the FFA does. So they help pay for travel. They help pay for food. They help when kids are short on feed or there's extra animals in the barn. They help with that stuff. They also have come up with a couple of scholarships that some of that money goes towards.
That's all good
things. Basically, it's all just we're just support staff, basically.
Well, I know, you know, when I was way back when I was in FFA, we would go out because I did milk judging and soil judging and a lot of these things. Mm-hmm. And you do well at the local or the state level. And there's a lot of money to travel back to national.
Right.
Without supporting organizations, it just wouldn't be possible. And it's really neat to see, these local kids go back there on the national stage and really shine. You know, it shows you the impact these programs are having.
Absolutely. So again, Carlos, would you tell us the date and the location for that?
So it is on the 12th at Backside Brewery at 5 p.m. If
good
you're
food.
Interested in going, today and tomorrow are the last 2 days to get tickets. You can get a hold of tickets either by contacting me at the store or you can go to Douglas FFA Alumni at gmail.com.
Perfect.
What a win. So now you can stop by Uncle Survival, meet the staff, get a ticket for the gun raffle, get your ticket for the Douglas FFA event.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's kind of like a one-stop shop.
Yeah. You really
and
are.
And also, in case you didn't know, we are nominated for Reader's Choice Award.
So oh,
you should
yes.
also visit the website or get the news review and vote for Umpqua Survival.
Absolutely.
Yes. And you're in a couple locations on the voting again this year.
And I have voted.
Mm. Yeah, I did too.
We're in there for outdoor store and hobby store.
So. Outdoor and hobby.
We got
so
two elections going on right now, folks. The real important one is getting Umpqua Survival, be Reader's Choice again, and then another one on coming up on Tuesday.
Well, I don't know if we're the real important one, but...
Well, it encourages people to get out and do that. I think they're doing it a little different this year. It was, you could vote every day, but I voted and it won't let me back in. So I think it's a one and done.
Good.
Yeah. One for every email address.
Yeah. So that's actually good because it's saving me a lot of time and effort. But make sure you do it.
I tell you, and I really encourage everyone to go out there and vote for Umpqua Survival because... You know, it's a little recognition for an organization that does so much for mm-hmm. our families and so many our organizations around here. They're just absolutely unselfish people.
Mm-hmm.
And we're talking tens of thousands of dollars. I know they won't say it, so I will.
Yeah.
Tens of thousands of dollars that they donate to our local community. So support them. Give them a little pat on the back.
Absolutely. So... We've given you all kinds of information today, actually. Oh, we're action-packed on the local business buzz today. And you guys are open 7 days a week, correct, Carlos?
Yeah, 7 days a week.
That I find interesting, too. So
that includes Sundays.
There's no excuse. Like, there's always going to be a time. You
swing
can
go by
out
after
there.
Church or after the soccer game on Saturday.
Yes. And we didn't say, but they could also put in... For the drawing.
Which drawing would that be, Shannon?
What?
Which drawing would that be?
Well, they'd also sponsor our weekly, not daily, but you can go out there every day if you'd like and put in at the Your Q little box an Umpqua Survival logo and you get a $25 gift certificate if your name is pulled. I'm holding one in my hand right now, so that's why it's like...
The name is pulled.
I'm not saying it yet.
You're not.
No, the moment
is
suspense.
Is that the cliffhanger to keep people behind the...
It is.
Keep them over the next break, right?
Yeah. You have to come back to find out if you're the winner.
I am a winner.
Yeah, you are.
I just never win.
Well, I can't put in because I'm kind of on the radio show too. So, anyway, well, we'll be back with more here on the Local Business Buzz with Alan Painter.
I'm here.
And Carlos with Umpqua Survival in just a moment here on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
This is KQEN Local Talk at 4 on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Oh, welcome back. It wouldn't be a show if I didn't miss my own cue. Oh,
whoops. Whoop,
we're live. Oh, Shannon Sebastian here with Alan and Carlos, and we are talking everything Umpqua Survival, Local Business Buzz.
Actually, I think it's
and all
time
kinds of stuff. Oh, gosh.
For some education.
Oh, do you?
Yep. You know, we're that CUE. This is my little contribution to the education.
Okay.
If you happen to have an alarm at your office or your home.
You are kidding.
When you're leaving at night, the red button that says PANIC is not the button you press to set the alarm. Right, Shannon?
That is what you keep telling me.
Somebody pressed the red button.
Yeah.
Tuesday night. Alarm company calls me and says, somebody just pressed the panic button. I said, oh, don't worry about it. Can't be nothing. So then I try to call. Nobody answers the phone. They're like, oh, gosh, it is something. So turns out Shannon pressed the red button.
Because I was done working. Red means stop. So I was done working, so I hit the red button.
Ladies and gentlemen, do you now see what I deal with on a daily basis? So don't press the red button. It either launches a nuclear weapon or sets the alarm off. There's nothing good that happens with the red button.
My first time.
And no, actually, one time the girl turned on the alarm and left the dog in the office. So,
well, the last time I hit it, I was panicked because I had set the alarm off and I pressed it 9 times.
Yeah.
So I only pressed it once this time. So there is marked improvement. I would like acknowledged, please.
So our apologies to Roseburg Police and everyone else who was called out on this week. So there's my contribution to the education.
I'm super sorry. I really deserve that, though.
Moving along.
I hope you do not have a red button.
our alarm works a little different.
Well, I would like to cover that button because I am drawn to it like a moth to a flame. It's the only button I see when I look at that whole keyboard is that red button. And I was done working, which means I'm stopping for the day, and stop is red, and I hit it.
Enough said, people. But she's really good at that Medicare stuff. Not good with buttons, but really good. She knows what she knows.
I know what I know. And the red button is kryptonite.
So.
Yeah. So that's interesting. We also need to actually announce, because I did say that, and then I moved it off to the site. The side here. So, Carlos, again, thank you for sponsoring the Local Business Buzz. It's been a great opportunity for local businesses to come on and share their stories, people that have maybe started during COVID. It's just been such a wide variety of people and a lot of new businesses downtown. So that's
absolutely
exciting.
It's been fun.
We're happy to do it. And I know you say that you only have 12 listeners, but we've had so many people come in and say that they heard us on the radio.
That's awesome.
So I'm happy to do it.
Maybe we should be 13 at Baker's Dozen or something now.
Well, thanks to everybody who's out there listening.
Yeah, thank you. And I really do appreciate it when a business sponsors something like Alan with Premier Insurance for the show or Carlos for the Local Business Buzz of this section. When there is something that you are appreciative of or that you enjoy listening to, that you let them know, because, you know, people don't know how to spend, you know, maybe their marketing dollars, and where do they want to use it or where do they not want to use it. So it's nice to let them know when you appreciate something. But, and so Dustin Klooster, you are the winner, and you have a $25 gift certificate waiting here at the News Review. So you'll pick that up here, not Umpqua Survival. I know we had a very confused individual who waited a while before picking theirs up, called to figure out where I was and Carlos was, and where we got that gift certificate. So you will pick that up at the News Review.
Here on Winchester.
Yep, on Winchester Street. So come on in and pick that up and get yourself some swag.
Well,
or put it down for a nice gun, because I got some really nice ones out
beautiful
there.
Beautiful guns. Well, we're coming to the end.
Yes.
So I have to get up on my pedestal.
No, you don't.
I'm climbing up.
I thought you just were on it.
I just want everyone to remember to get your vote in on Tuesday.
Yes.
You know, we've got some important measures on the ballot. Mm-hmm. We've got an opportunity to really change the picture of our politics in the state of Oregon, and even at the national level with the Senate and House. So please, a vote is going to matter. This is going to be a really close election. So please get it in. If you're going to be out of town on Tuesday, drop it off early. Drop it off. I hate dropping in the mail. I love to take mine down there. It just, I don't know. Well, first time I vote, I got to vote in a polling station. It felt really special. So I want to make sure they get my vote. So I take it down there. But please, everyone, there are men and women who have died to give us this opportunity. This isn't something that should be optional. This is our duty as citizens to make our voice heard. And we'll, no matter what side of the political spectrum you lie on, just vote. We all need to be heard. So,
absolutely. Well said.
Yeah. So vote for the election and vote
for Carlos.
For Carlos Umpqua Survival on the News Review website or by in the paper. So
well, there you go. I know you were a little nervous, but I didn't crawl all the way up on my pedestal and start preaching about vote no on 114.
Yeah.
Didn't say it
till then. Nope, not at all. And that's okay, because that's what we're here for. And we kind of opened the door a while ago, and there's no going back.
Yep, we're here to educate, and I speaketh the truth.
Well, Carlos, again, thank you so much for being here today and for, you know, even having the gun raffles that helps benefit local charities and organizations here, and for everything that you do. Again, everybody go out either online, get your tickets to come to the FFA event and see us there. And then you'll get to see maybe Alan's Oxygen Action Fever in action. It's pretty fun. It's good stuff. All right. Until then, everybody, we will see you next Thursday. Same time, same station. You know what to do, Douglas County. Be kind and have a great weekend.
And God bless America.